The committee bill offers a 15% cut over 2 years. Our bipartisan bill gives a 25% reduction over 3 years. Now, as you can see by this chart, there is the 22% tax increase. Their cut is below that line, but ours wipes out that increase and with a little to spare. And there it is, as you can see, the red column. That is the 15% tax cut, and it still leaves you with an increase. The green column is our bipartisan bill, which wipes out the tax increase and gives you an ongoing cut. Incidentally, their claim that cutting taxes for individuals for as much as 3 years ahead is risky rings a little hollow when you realize that their bill calls for business tax cuts each year for 7 years ahead. It rings even more hollow when you consider the fact the majority leadership routinely endorses federal spending bills that project years into the future, but objects to a tax bill that will return your money over a three-year period. Now, here is another chart which illustrates what I said about their giving a better break if you only intend to live for two more years. Their tax cut, so-called, is the dotted line. Ours is the solid line. As you can see, in an earning bracket of $20,000, their tax cut is slightly more generous than ours for the first 2 years. Then, as you can see, their tax bill, the dotted line, starts going up and up and up. On the other hand, in our bipartisan tax bill, the solid line, our tax cut, keeps on going down and then stays down permanently. This is true of all earning brackets, not just the $20,000 level that I've used as an example, from the lowest to the highest. This red space between the two lines is the tax money that will remain in your pockets if our bill passes, and it's the amount that will leave your pockets if their tax bill is passed. I take no pleasure in saying this, but those who seek to defeat our Conable Hance bipartisan bill, as debate begins Wednesday, are the ones who have given us five quote-unquote tax cuts in the last 10 years. But our taxes went up $400 billion in those same 10 years. The lines on these charts say a lot about who's really fighting for whom. On the one hand, you see a genuine and lasting commitment to the future of working Americans. On the other, just another empty promise. Those of us in the bipartisan coalition want to give this economy and the future of this nation back to the people, because putting people first has always been America's secret weapon. The House majority leadership seems less concerned about protecting your family budget than with spending more on the federal budget.